So, Dan, this Saturday, January 21st, from 2 to 4, you're going to play at the Livery Yard, and you play there really often.
Yeah, over the pandemic, I started playing a little more, like when things started opening up and starting to allow people to get coffees again and everything. Been sticking to the Saturdays from 2 till 4, so it's kind of my usual time slot.
Yeah, over at the Livery Yard, and that's on Downey Street. Is that every Saturday, or how does your schedule work there?
Well, in the past, I was playing there quite regularly, three, maybe four times a month. But since the fall, I've had a hiatus, and I went back last week for my first kick back at the can. So now this will be my second one coming up again.
Awesome. And like future performances, what can we expect from Dan Stacey in the future?
Well, lately I've been winding back the calendar a few centuries, and I've been playing stuff from a composer named Turlock O'Carolan. So there's going to be more of O'Carolan stuff at the Livery Yard to come.
And what genre of music is that? Because I'm not familiar with it.
So yeah. Turlock O'Carolan was a blind harper that used to travel the country of Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he is considered Ireland's national composer.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we composed everything on the harp.
I love the harp.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And you play the fiddle, though. So how does that translate to the fiddle?
Well, it's an interesting question. Turlock O'Carolan's music was almost extinct until somebody named Derek Bell from the Chieftains started bringing it back to the forefront. And now it's played globally again. Like there's about 214 of his melodies that survived because they're, you know, date back to the 1600s. So now, because they're so popular, other instruments, not just the harp, started playing them. And that's just kind of the way it goes with Irish music, no matter what it is, if it's a jig or it's a hornpipe or it's a reel.
Right.
You know, they're all played on, you know, various instruments, like the fiddle, the banjo, the harp, the accordion, you know, the concertina, the flute, the whistle, you know, and the list goes on.
So, Dan, a little bit of background on you. How long have you been fiddling?
Oh, geez. I'm going to be dating myself. it's over 40 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually turned 50 on Monday.
Oh, no way. You do not look 50. Come
well,
on
thank
now.
You. Thank you.
I don't believe you.
Well, I wish it wasn't the truth, but alas, I'm stuck with it.
I think maybe it's the fiddle that keeps you young.
I would think it is.
Yeah, it's the new fountain of youth.
That's right, and drink lots of water.
Yeah.
For all you kids at home.
Yeah, drink lots of water, that's important. One last pressing question that all of us at the radio station have for you. What is the difference between a fiddle and a violin?
Well, it's a common question. There actually isn't a difference.
No way.
No. So
really?
We play fiddle music on a violin. We just call it the fiddle because we play fiddle music. Like fiddle is folk music, you know, where the violin was for high society dating back centuries ago. So
okay.
The style of music I play was kind of invented by the lower classes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that means that my guess was right.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, everyone was dying to know, so I'm glad that we've cleared that up.
Well, I'm glad it could help.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Dan Stacey, a local fiddler. And you will be at the Livery Yard 2 to 4 this Saturday, January 21st, during the Livery Yard's community book swap.
That's right.
Yeah, are you bringing a book to swap?
Well, I just might. I've been looking through my little library right now to see if I can, send one off to somebody else, and maybe somebody can get me one too. That'd be great.
That would be great. And also that is on our community calendar over at mystratfordnow.com, so you can check it out. Thanks so much, Dan Stacey.
Thank you, Kate.